Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Sports news, it's Vive la France with Oisin Coyne.
It is indeed, Anya. Good morning. Starting with the Irish Rugby Sevens, who got off to a flying start at the Olympics yesterday. Two wins from two, and they sealed their place in the quarterfinals. James Tropping's side beat South Africa 10-5, and they now class Japan 40-5, guaranteeing them a spot in the top two of Pool A ahead of today's clash with New Zealand. But let's head live now over to Paris and say good morning to our reporter, Adrian Eames. Adrian.
Good morning, Oisin.
Well, we have a big game on our hands here today, Adrian. Two wins from two for the lads, but they could beat anyone, could they?
Well, possibly, yeah. They certainly put themselves in a great position, but, of course, a lot of work still to be done. They had to chisel it out against South Africa, as you mentioned, 10-5. That certainly wasn't a gimme. But they got the job done, tries in either half from Jordan Conroy and Terry Kennedy. And the second match, as you mentioned, against Japan was, from an Irish perspective, thankfully, much more straightforward. 40 points to 5 in 14 minutes of sevens rugby. That was a good evening's work in Saint-Denis. So they'll be happy with that, because I'm sure it was rather nerve-wracking for the players playing at a packed Stade de France. And as you mentioned, they're back at 3:30 to face the All Blacks sevens in their final match in Pool A. Top spot is up for grabs. New Zealand, they've been quite impressive too. They overran Japan 40 points to 12. So like Ireland, they had few problems there. And then they accounted for South Africa by 17 points to 5. So it is a tough one. New Zealand are silver medalists from Tokyo a few years ago, but they prize. The winners today will face an 8th-placed qualifier, and the losers will play the winners of the group that contains France and Fiji. Now, they meet at 2:30 today. That should be quite a contest, a mouth-watering affair. There was a wonderful atmosphere at the Stade de France yesterday with the home supporters very much loud and proud in their support of Antoine Dupont and his quest for Olympic gold. But Fiji, the reigning Olympic champions, they look mighty impressive as well. And actually as well, Oisin, there were a good few Irish jerseys knocking around the place yesterday, so that was great. But a win over New Zealand today would be massive for James Tropping and co. History beckons for them in terms of a place in the quarterfinals. They played that this evening. The question is, who would they face? But it's going to be difficult against New Zealand to top the group.
A tough contest indeed. Now, Adrian, we were looking ahead as well to the boxing draw taking place, and I suppose we have 10 fighters heading over to Paris, three of which have been already seeded.
Yeah, and the draw takes place this evening, 6 p.m. Historically, we know that the draw in boxing could well shape a boxer's medal prospect. As you mentioned, 10 boxers here, so they'll all be hoping that the draw is kind. It takes place in the North Paris Arena, where the early boxing rounds will be staged before switching to Roland Garros, the famous tennis venue. Kelly Harrington, a gold medalist in Tokyo, is a third seed in her weight division. Aoife O'Rourke, the European champion, she's seeded number 2 in middleweight. Men's heavyweight Jack Marley is another of the seeds. He's seeded 7th. So they've settled well into life in the Olympic Village over the last few days, the Irish boxers. They've been training in the underground car park, which is on the site, something that's been done by Irish squads of the past. So they're keeping that up, that proud old tradition of Irish boxing. And of course, we mentioned that tradition. We have a great history over the years in terms of delivering medals at Olympic Games. So we'll see how it goes. But the Irish boxing team aiming for 3 medals. But the draw this evening at 6 o'clock will be telling.
And I suppose more action today. I suppose it hogged the headlines a bit yesterday. The women's soccer tournament kicks off. We have New Zealand against Canada, obviously gold medalists in Tokyo. But for the wrong reasons, they've been in the headlines. We had a bit of a drone issue.
All right. Yeah, the opening ceremony takes place tomorrow, Oisin, but the fun and games have already started. People in Ireland might well be familiar with Canada and their women's football team, because, of course, Ireland faced them last summer in Perth. Bev Priestman, their boss, she will not be involved tomorrow night in their game against New Zealand. That's because of that drone affair. Two members of the backroom team sent home after the New Zealand Olympic Committee reported that a drone had been flown over their training session on Monday. So, yeah, all fun and games.
And then that's obviously followed by the USA against Zambia. But the men's football yesterday, Argentina versus Morocco. Now, we always talk about VAR issues in football, but a goal rolled out 2 hours after the match was suspended. It was crazy.
Yeah. Bizarre stuff. Yeah, that match in Saint-Étienne, it took almost 4 hours when all was said and done, Oisin. Morocco led, just to give you the background, Argentina 2-1, 16 minutes into second half injury time. Then it looked like Argentina had levelled the game 2-2. Then it got all very messy. Bottles were thrown, Moroccan fans invaded the pitch. The players were taken off the pitch. There was confusion at that point. Was the game over? Was it suspended? The teams returned just under 2 hours later. The Argentina goal was then ruled out by VAR, And Morocco played out the last few minutes, just 3 minutes to claim a 2-1 win. So, yeah, it's certainly not dull.
No, not a dull encounter, and we haven't even had the opening ceremony yet. Adrian, listen, thanks so much for joining us there this morning. Adrian Eames live from Paris. Now on to the soccer and two League of Ireland teams in Conference League action this evening. Second qualifying round, Shelburne taking on FC Zurich of Switzerland. That kicks off at 6. And then at 7:45 at Richmond Park, Stephen Kenny's St. Pat's are away to Liechtenstein Cup winners Vaduz. To the golf and the Senior Open at Carnoustie in Scotland gets underway this morning. On the Irish front, Peter Lawrie is tied for the lead with KJ Choi on 2 under par. Padraig Harrington is tied for second on 1 under, while Paul McGinley is 2 over par after four holes. Meanwhile, Darren Clark has just teed off his first round, and Cameron Clark is in the last of the group taken, and that takes place at 10 to 4. And finally, horse racing today, two meetings, and the 8-race card at Wexford gets underway at 4:25, while the first of 7 races at Leopardstown is at 4:15.